This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're tuned in to Track by Track, a follow-up to our back-to-back program, where on this show we explore track by track the inside story of an artist's iconic release. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Afnir Ting. 20 years ago this week, a then-unknown Norah Jones launched her career into stardom with her debut album, Come Away With Me.
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand, my heart is drenched in.
Norah Jones, the first single and the song that launched her into stardom from Come Away With Me. This was actually written in 1999 by a New York City-based songwriter guitarist named Jesse Harris, and a few weeks after he wrote it, he recorded it with a violinist and released it under the name Jesse Harris and the Ferdinando. Don't Know Why became Norah Jones' defining track, and it remains her only top 40 hit in America.
Yeah, the version that appears on this album was actually taken from the demo sessions, which was recorded in one take and would set the tone for the rest of the album. She was only a budding 21-year-old when she recorded this song, 22 years old when it was released. That year, she swept up all the awards at the Grammys, winning all 5 awards she was nominated for, with Come Away With Me earning Album of the Year. She also won Best New Artist and performed Don't Know Why on the show. Jay Newland, who engineered the recording, said he was trying to make this sound like the records he grew up listening to in the late 60s and early 70s, especially Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, that's right. This week marks the 20th birthday of Come Away With Me, an album that found a following in the jazz community but didn't land a bigger audience until that summer when the track you just heard, Don't Know Why, was issued as a single and picked up by US public radio stations, which typically have a very mature and upscale audience. This helped her tunes, which were frequently played in coffee bars, bookshop, and other retail venues. When this album was released in 2002, it was priced at a measly $8 in an effort to boost sales. This was a time when many listeners had discovered the internet and were able to spread the good word online, which they did, leaving overwhelmingly good reviews, and Come Away With Me hit platinum 12 times.
Man, that's mad. A game changer as well as a gamble for Blue Note Records, because up until that time, the label had never released an album as unjazzy as Come Away With Me. And it's still easy to get caught up in the hype that circled Jones upon its release, right? A pop record on Blue Note Records, a jazz artist on the same red carpet as Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
Revolutionary indeed. This week, myself and Ofni are going track by track into Come Away With Me. And up next, track 2 from the album. This one's written by her ex-boyfriend and bassist Lee Alexander, who wrote this song after getting inspired seeing a home video of Norah Jones dancing as a child. Throughout the course of recording Come Away With Me, Norah Jones tried to emulate jazz master Bill Evans on the piano, but then soon discovered that her piano playing was actually more country than jazz.
Yeah, this next one features primarily an acoustic guitar as well as a lap steel guitar, and dips into the folkier side of Norah Jones' style. Check it out. Second track from the album Come Away With Me. This one's called 7 Years by Norah Jones.
Betty laughing, dancing to her favorite song. A little girl with nothing wrong is all. Eyes wide open, always hoping for the sun. And she'll sing her song to anyone that comes along. Fragile as a leaf in autumn, just falling to the ground without a sound. Crooked little smile on her face tells a tale of grace that's all her own. So hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words I said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold
Cold Heart by Norah Jones, track 3 from Come Away With Me. There was a sultry swing cover of course, a Hank Williams tune. This one in 2002 really reintroduced the classic number to younger audiences, and definitely one that bridges the contrasting worlds of country music and jazz music.
This week on the show, we are celebrating Norah Jones' Come Away With Me, her debut album. It's the 20th anniversary of that album, so we are going track by track into that seminal release. Heading to a very short break, but right after this, more tunes from that debut album. Keep it locked right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
Just slipped its snow below my door, and I can't hide beneath my sheets. I've read the words before, so now I know the time has come again for me, and I'm feeling the same way all over again. Feeling the same way all over again. Singing the same lines all over. Day that I can't find my head. My feet don't look like they're my own. I try and find the floor below to stand. I hope I reach it once again, and I'm feeling the same way all over again. Feeling the same way all over again. Singing the same lines all over. Oh,
Track by Track on BFM 89.9. You just heard the second single release from Come Away With Me. That was, of course, Norah Jones and Feeling the Same Way. That tune really toes the line of sunshine pop with modern pop sensibilities, and Norah Jones spent a significant amount of time in her early years playing at jazz bars to small audiences while waiting tables to make ends meet. But as luck would have it, an EMI publishing employee heard her perform on her 21st birthday at a jazz brunch and saw some potential in her. That employee ended up arranging a meeting for her with Blue Note president Bruce Linval, which of course, the rest is history, really kick-started her long-standing relationship with Blue Note Records.
Yeah, she would end up in Alaris Studios in upstate New York to begin the recording sessions for that debut album, with Blue Note Records hiring all her favourite top-tier jazz musicians. But during the mixing sessions, there were doubts whether they have gone too far and did too much on the production side of things, somehow losing the magical qualities of her more stripped-back demos. So the label came to the same conclusion with Norah Jones, and they decided to head back into the studio again, but this time to recapture the stripped-back, effortless vibe of her demos. In the end, the final album contained 9 re-recorded tracks, 3 songs from that Alaris Studio sessions, one of which was the track Feeling the Same Way, which you just heard previously, and 2 songs from her initial demo.
Yeah, I guess in jazz, less is more, right?
Yep, definitely.
Track by Track on BFM 89.9, Darren Ofnew with you this evening. We're heading into the 3rd single released from Come Away With Me, which is considered rare because it was a massive seller with no big hit single apart from Don't Know Why, which only surprisingly made it to the top 30 on the charts in 2002. But this next one is the album's title track, released as a single 9 months after the album was released. And by that time, the album had already sold 1 million copies. So this next track really cemented her arrival to the scene and made people more aware of Come Away With Me, which will eventually sell 30 million units worldwide and of course win multiple Grammys.
As the story goes, the song was apparently written on a crappy acoustic guitar that Norah Jones owned for the longest time, and it was written in 10 to 15 minutes featuring very simple chords. She also didn't have a tape recorder at that time, or a smartphone, I would assume, back then. So she was kind of worried that she would forget about this song that she wrote in such a short amount of time, right? But a good thing she didn't. Let's head right into the track, track 5 from the album, the title track of her debut album. It's Norah Jones, Come Away With Me, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I wanna walk with you on a cloudy day. Fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try to come? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me and I'll never stop loving you. Thank you. So all I ask is for you to come away with me in the night. Come away.
FM 89.9 Shoot to the Moon by Norah Jones, track 6 from Come Away With Me. Yet another track written by guitarist Jesse Harris, and it's a song that tells the tale of taking a big risk for love but missing the target completely. Title is said to be taken from the game of Hearts, where Shoot to the Moon means to take a sizable risk and get rewarded handsomely if successful. This definitely represents Blue Note, and it's this album, right? Come Away With Me.
And speaking of risks, Down the road in her career, Norah Jones would intentionally steer clear of producing albums that were carbon copies of Come Away With Me. This is despite winning multiple Grammys and selling millions of copies, right? She refused to let her successful debut album determine the artistic output of her music career, which I guess takes a lot of courage to do. And I totally respect her decision. And by doing so, she has always kept fans on their toes, right? Who will she collaborate with next? What kind of genre will she attempt next? Nobody truly knows, but Norah Jones.
Indeed. This is Track by Track. Myself, Daryl and Ofnia, running through Track by Track, Come Away With Me on the 20th anniversary of that seminal album. And coming up next is a Mark Dining song that came out in 1961, written by John D. Loudermilk. It's been covered by multiple singers, including Nina Simone. And this track is also featured on the official soundtrack of rom-com Love Actually. Check it out. Track 7 from Come Away With Me. This is Norah Jones and Turn Me On.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you. Come on home and turn me on. Like the desert waiting for the rain, like a school kid waiting for the spring, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. My poor heart, it's been so dark since you just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn. to shine down on me. For you to shine down on me.
Lone Star by Norah Jones. This week on Track by Track with myself, Ofnir Ting and Daryl Ong, we're taking a deep dive into the debut album of Norah Jones, Come Away With Me. You just heard Lone Star, another tune that blurs the lines between folk and jazz. That's actually the second track on the album, written by her ex-boyfriend and bassist, Lee Alexander. You know, the album's back half is devoid of hits, but remains even more endearing than the overexposed front half of the album. It gets really jazzy in this half, contrasting the pop-heavy side A.
That's for sure. Well, when you think of Norah Jones, right, I guess many people think about Starbucks music, right? Coffee shop, Starbucks music. Is it warranted? I think it kind of is, but I think also it plays in both hands. It's almost like a win-win situation, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think many people are offended by that tag, but at the same time, it is what it is, right? Some people enjoy this kind of music in the background, while others with more attentive ears can listen to the more nuanced parts in the music and enjoy it. So I guess you can enjoy it both ways.
Yeah, speaking of snobs, right? Jazz purists at the time when, you know, Blue Notes is definitely the most respected jazz record label in history. And, you know, at the time when Come Away With Me came out, a lot of jazz purists was hating on the album. I can see you why they hated on it. But at the same time, Blue Note today is producing some of the most eclectic jazz music. And, you know, when you think about Come Away With Me, it's really mild as compared to what Blue Note's putting out today, isn't
it? Yeah, which brings us back to the age-old question, right? What is jazz? Is it a collection of chords? The type of chords they use? Is it a sound or is it a language?
It's a feel, maybe.
Wow.
This week on the program, we're going track by track into Norah Jones' Come Away With Me. What do you think of this album? We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Let's carry on with track 10 from Come Away With Me. This next one is another one written by bassist Lee Alexander, but this time he's joined by Grammy nominated producer and songwriter JC Hopkins. Well, the champion of this track for us, I guess, is Rob Berger on the accordion. Gives it a real different feel. Track 10 from Come Away With Me, it's Painter Song by Norah Jones.
If I were a painter, I would paint my reverie. If that's the only way for you to be with me, we'd be there together just like we used to be. Underneath the swirling skies for all to see. And I'm dreaming of a place where I could see your face, and I think my brush would take me there, but only if I were a painter and could paint a memory. Climb inside the swirling skies to be. Swirling skies to be with you. I'd climb inside the skies to be with you.
BFM 89.9. My name's Daryl Ong, together with Off Neo Ting. This week on Track by Track, we're running through Norah Jones' debut album, Come Away With Me, which turns 20 years old this week. We're on to the last few tracks of the album, track 11, actually. This one was originally released a year earlier by singer Rebecca Martin and written by Jesse Harris, who is very prominent on this album, right? Has 5 songwriting credits on Come Away With Me.
Yeah, I gotta mention though, I think Norah Jones, her piano playing plays a huge part, you know, setting the tone for all her tracks. But with that being said, it's usually not a talking point, because her playing style is not really flashy. It's a bit understated, but still very crucial for the overall feel. She plays the piano for all the tracks on this album, except for 3 songs, which happens to be the more folky country tracks, which is 7 Years, Feeling the Same Way, and Lone Star. But I think this next one is another example of her understated yet crucial piano playing. So let's hit right into it. One Flight Down by Norah Jones on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
One flight down, there's a song on low, and your mind just picked up. Thank you.
FM 89.9, track 13 from Come Away With Me, that was Norah Jones, and The Long Day Is Over. This one's co-written by Norah Jones with Jesse Harris, again making an appearance on this seminal album, and also a track that featured some guitar contributions from Bill Frisell. By now, you will know that despite being a major jazz bestseller, the album is not so much a jazz record, right? Instead, it pulls influences from country folk and blues, which is what she grew up with. Saxophones and brass instruments are notably missing as well, replaced with mainly guitars in various forms, accordion, organ and violin. But that choice of instruments really makes up the signature mood for Come Away With Me.
Definitely. This week on Track by Track, myself, Off Neil Ting, and Daryl Ong are bringing you Track by Track through the debut album of Norah Jones, Come Away With Me. And we've come to the last closing track of the album.
And also a joke among many jazz and Norah Jones fans, where she just ends the album with a jazz standard to appease the crowd and to, you know, massage the jazz purists that were giving her stick for it.
She's jazz after all.
This song is, of course, a famous one written back in 1938 and had been attempted by anyone and everyone from Etta James, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong to Frank Sinatra, and now, of course, Norah Jones. And a perfect way to close off an album, just with a stripped back piano and vocals to cap off a stellar debut album.
So closing us off, here's track 14 from her debut album, Come Away With Me. This one's called The Nearness Of You by Norah Jones, right here on Track by Track with myself, Off Neil Ting, and Daryl Ong, BFM 89.9. Good night.
It's not the pale moon that excites me. That thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness. Feel you so close to me. All my wildest dreams came true. I need no sorrow. Nearness of you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.